Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City boss Pep Guardiola has hailed Kevin De Bruyne as the best midfielder in the world. City playmaker De Bruyne was named PFA Player of the Year earlier this week in recognition of an outstanding 2019-20 campaign in which he clocked up a Premier League record equaling 20 assists. Guardiola, in a new documentary about De Bruyne's career made in Belgium by City TV, said he's a masterclass player, one of the best I've ever trained in my life. Right now, he is the best. Right now, in the midfield position, he's the best. Meanwhile, former City captain Vincent Kompany also said Kevin coming to City and Kevin meeting Pep, the paths that crossed were a perfect blend for him. I don't think he'd have got the most out of his career unless he worked with Pep. Moving on, and Fally Ramadani is expected to provide Manchester City's response to Napoli's stance on Kalidou Koulibaly on Saturday as the two clubs continue to negotiate a transfer fee for the centre-back. With City refusing to hold direct talks with Napoli, agent Ramadani has been tasked with the job of negotiating the agreement between the two clubs. City have offered a deal worth €65 million, including add-ons, but Napoli have made it clear that they do not want to accept such a figure for the 29-year-old centre-back. It's been claimed that the Serie A giants are holding out for a package of €75 million before letting the defender leave in the ongoing transfer window. And reports in Italy say that Ramadani is expected to report on City's position on Saturday. Finally, Real Madrid are reportedly considering making a move for Riyad Mahrez. The 29-year-old enjoyed a productive 2019-20 for City, scoring 13 times and providing 16 assists in all competitions. He still has 3 years left to run on his contract at the Etihad Stadium, but according to reports, Madrid are weighing up the possibility of a bid. It's claimed that the Spanish giants have already made contact with Mahrez's representatives, although any deal would rely on Gareth Bale leaving the club. That's all for now. We'll have more later.